Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Adel DeSoto Minburn Superintendent Greg Defoe. So obviously throughout the coronavirus pandemic, the students have been able to receive free lunches through programs that were being done with the federal government, but it has been announced that coming into this next school year that those programs will no longer be available. So can you just talk to us a little bit about how the district is thinking of handling that as you come into a new school year?
Well, I think it is unfortunate. That's been a huge blessing for our families to not have to pay for school meals. Over the past 2 years, as you noted, that has come to a close. Our new food service director, Billy Veach, has analyzed our food service pricing stretching back 2 years. And we had some modest increases, for our lunches, and the board approved those in July. And we've done communication, and we'll do more, alerting our families as to what those prices are. Our parents will be notified, and they'll be ready. We're looking forward to Billy's leadership in that department, and anticipate a great year in our nutrition department.
Now, obviously, no one wants to increase prices for the food, regardless of, how little or how much it is. How much of an impact has the pandemic had in terms of supply chain issues? And, the cost of food is going up. So is that kind of reflected in looking at those food service prices and needing to increase those?
Oh, no doubt. Our 25-cent increases are due to, the cost of the commodities. So there's no question that's the primary driver, with a small increase that we're implementing. So you're 100% right, Dustin. That's been the driver, and we hope to see that moderate in the coming months and years. And as we do attempt to keep our prices as low as possible to keep our food service program financially stable. So we hope those do moderate, but the food costs have definitely increased, and that's been a big factor.
And throughout the year, obviously, one big important thing that pops up for school districts throughout Iowa is when the legislative session is going on, as lawmakers are discussing potential legislation that could potentially affect school districts. And one of the things that recently came up is the removal of open enrollment deadlines. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what that is and the potential impact that could have, on the ADM school district?
Well, I think the logistics of it just changed. No longer is there the March 1st deadline, for kids in grades 1 through 12 in Iowa. And there's the September 15th deadline for incoming kindergartners is now gone as well. So there's just going to be less of a hard target, for a date. We could see open enrollment requests, throughout any time in the year, and we'll process them the same way and go from there. So we don't see a huge impact for us logistically. It's just reframing our thinking. So we have not spent a lot of time debating, how this is going to impact us, because we think it's just a simple removal of deadlines, and we'll respond accordingly.
And I know we kind of go back a little bit here, but talking about the food service department, obviously you've mentioned a little bit that there is a new leader in the food service director with Billy Veach that was approved a couple months ago. So can you just talk to us a little bit about, the hopes and the direction for the food service department now that it's going to be under, some new direction?
Well, we're just really excited to have Billy join us. She's been at Nevada in her most recent stop, and then she was in Waukee schools for a number of years. So she's got tremendous experience. And even more importantly than that, she just has a passion for the role. She loves school nutrition and brings that expertise and that passion, to ADM. And we really couldn't be more excited. It's a super important service that we provide. And, we are just really committed to having a leader there that wants to do all he or she can, in this case, Billy, all she can to make that the best service possible. So she's hit the ground running. She's working really hard, and we couldn't be happier to have her join us.
And obviously the summer months are the off period per se for school districts, as kids aren't in the building every single day doing their schooling. So it gives a little bit more time for projects to take place throughout the school district during the summer months. So can you just talk to us a little bit about some of the things that have been going on in the ADM school district in terms of projects that needed to be completed in the summer months?
Yeah, well, as you know, this summer is a lot different than last summer when we were, you know, in the final phases of getting Meadowview Elementary completed and moving towards, you know, occupying that building, which last summer was obviously a huge lift. You know, we don't have that going on this year, this summer. So it seems significantly different. Our focus this year in with our custodial team, our buildings and grounds team is really doing significant cleaning and maintenance that's been deferred over the pandemic due to staffing shortages and opening a new building. So they're playing catch up and they're just working so hard to do a variety of cleaning and updates that have been needed and push back a little bit. So that's been our focus, and our folks are working so hard, and our buildings are going to look so great when our teachers return on the 16th.
And that kind of leads right into the next thing. You know, how ready are you for the next school year to officially kick off? And as you kind of alluded to a little bit there, get into, you know, at least the second year for Meadowview Elementary as it moves into its second school year.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of work to do before we're ready for teachers on the 16th and before we'll be ready for students to return on the 23rd. But we're excited about that work. We're ready to go. We're excited about this coming year. We have a tremendous amount of momentum and energy that stems from the great work that our teachers did last year and the student achievement gains that we saw. You know, so we're excited, but we certainly need the days between now and then to get work done. And that's what's exciting about this time of year is that it gets closer and there's a lot of energy, a lot to do, but we have the excitement to do it.
And as it relates to anything that we covered here or anything else you'd like to bring up on your own, you know, is there anything else you'd like to mention as it relates to the Adel DeSoto Minburn School District?
Well, we're just excited. We've got a great group of teachers. I can't wait to see them again on the 16th. You know, the foundation of our excellence is obviously connected to our teachers and all of our staff members. And I just have so much deep respect for them. I can't wait to see them face to face on the 16th and tell them that specifically and explicitly. And so we've got a great group, got a great team, and we're on the right path to move to excellence. So can't wait to see them.
And that was our conversation with Adel DeSoto Minburn Superintendent Greg Defoe. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.